It is permissible to call the Prophet or righteous Muslims even in their absence, or ask them for something which may be out of the ordinary. This matter is permissible because to merely call or ask someone for something does not count as worshipping other than Allah. Similarly, to merely say, O Messenger of Allah, is not associating partners with Allah. It is confirmed that Bilal ibn al-Harith approached the grave of the Prophet in the year of the Ramada, drought, during the caliphate of Umar, and said, O Messenger of Allah, ask of Allah rain for your nation, as they are in ruins, related by Al-Bayhaqi and others. Neither Umar nor anyone else denounced his words. In fact, they praised his act. Allah said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَّحِيمًا. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64 means, if only when they are unjust to themselves, they come to you and ask Allah for forgiveness, and the Messenger asks forgiveness for them, they will find Allah forgiving and most merciful. An additional proof is in the hadith related by Al-Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. It reveals that when Ibn Umar's leg became paralyzed, in his call for help he said, O Muhammad, his call was answered with a cure.